At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from California. And we got on with us Jeff Nowak, who does a great job, sideline reporter, also on our digital sites. And Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. We're talking about this with Bob. The Saints did officially place Bub Means on the IR, which he's lost for the year, and they signed Mike Panasuk. I scouted Mike when he was at Michigan State. He was a defensive tackle. And then he's got switched over to the offensive line. He has sort of bounced around the National Football League. I know he was with the Raiders for a time, Panthers. He was with a third team, too. It just escapes me at the Indianapolis. And then he was in the XFL with St. Louis this past season. But that's concerning to me, offensive line play, especially when you've lost two guys and you haven't even played the second preseason game. And knowing Penning, he's not going to be there for the early part of the season with that turf toe injury, and you lose Clapp for the year. The Saints are going to have to me, go out and get themselves a veteran offensive lineman, interior guy, pretty quickly.
Yeah, and I do want to say in advance, my trip out to California has been a mockery of me messing up time zones. So you did catch me on the bike, so if I sound a little out of breath, don't worry, I'm fine. But yeah, I think their biggest issue is tackle right now. Like, I know Trevor is hurt. He has the turf toe, it sounds like. I think they're hopeful they can get him back early in the season. But right now, you look at the tackle spot, and you saw Dylan Radins out there. He does not look like a starting tackle, right? So I think they need to find some depth there on the tackle for sure.
Yeah, and with Landon Young, you understand he's probably the sixth man. He's the guy that if somebody goes down, you would put in right away because he's got experience doing it. People say, well, Radins did it too. Yeah, but I watched Radins with the Titans. He wasn't very good. He's not a starting offensive lineman, guard or tackle in the NFL. You got to look around. And the other narrative is, well, put Torricelli in there, Simpkins, as your starter. So if you're playing quarterback, you got a rookie left guard and a rookie left tackle. I'm not real sure that's how Kellen Moore wants to start things out. And I like what I saw from Simpkins. I'll be honest with you. I was going to ask you, Jeff, because you got to see him a lot more in training camp. But he was very poised for a young guy. Okay? You were not expected to get put in the lineup. And if you were expected to get put in there, you go play guard, not center, until later on. And then, after the second play, hey, kid, you got in there and make the snaps. Hey, I was impressed overall and how he handled it. And one thing I do know, he's a big center. I ain't got a lot of guys that size playing center in the National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, I think at times when you're a young player, you're almost better off getting thrown in like that because you don't have time to think about it and get nervous. You just got to go do it. And that's what stood out to me is, like, he wasn't out there thinking. He didn't look confused. He just went and hit somebody, right? It seemed like he got the line calls reasonably correct. Like, there's going to be times you get run over. That's just life in the NFL. You got to bounce back. It can't be, you know, you lose one rep, so you lose the next three. But no, I mean, I was impressed with him from the start. You know, he's just a big guy who can move around. He's what you would call a people mover, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they signed several players yesterday. They didn't sign a veteran center. They had a couple in for tryouts. They didn't sign him. So I think that tells you that they at least feel comfortable giving him a shot to win that job.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The other thing, too, is, and I've talked to Bob about this, because when you get asked to do shows across the country and everything outside of Louisiana, he said, what's the one area for the Saints you think will be improved the most? And I said defensive line play. They got some talent, and they got some depth up front. And, okay, with the additions of Rump out on the edge, Davin Godshaw inside a defensive tackle, I think Jonah Williams, unless he gets hurt, he's made this team. He's a damn good football player. He's never going to excel in one area, but he knows what to do, and he's a really good technician. I think that is the one area that you can point at and say, that's going to be a lot better than it was a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, from scheme alone, I think you're setting yourself up for a little more success. Because like the QB run game, for instance, you're going to have a lot easier time containing QB runs with the outside linebackers who are more athletic than you were ever going to with the big bulky 4-3 defensive end. It wasn't going to happen. That's why I'm not going to overreact to Trey Lance running around. I think that was more just, hey, you're working on your stuff. They're going to do what they do. Once you're game planning for that, I think you're in better shape. But no, Jonah, you know, we talked to Jonah yesterday, and you know, you look at the guy, he just looks like a football player. He's like, if you saw that guy on the street, pick one of these guys who's a professional football player. You're like, it's that guy. You know, he looks like he's beat somebody up on the way here. But no, he's physical. He's a veteran. He knows Brandon Staley's defense. The interesting thing is there's so many interior defensive linemen, outside linebackers, that you're going to have guys that get cut that have played well, right? Right now, I think Chris Rumpf is like right there in terms of, hey, are you going to keep a second round pick named Isaiah Foskey? Or are you going to keep a guy who's been contributing all throughout camp? And, you know, that's going to be an interesting question for this new coaching staff, who isn't going to be tied to those draft picks the way the last regime might have been.
Jeff, last night's practice session, I just want to kind of get a recap of it. What did you kind of see, like what went on in the practice? Obviously, they practice again tonight, so we'll be talking with you tomorrow as well about that. But just kind of recapping Tuesday night's practice.
Yeah, so obviously the injuries are a factor, right? Not having Alante Taylor out there changes a lot. You know, I asked Kellen about it. He said there's going to be a competition. I would guess Terrell Burgess, Ugo Amadi would be the first ones off the line to get a competition there. But, you know, you have options. It doesn't have to just be a safety. You could look at a corner. You maybe even look at a linebacker to fill some of that role. But, you know, that's a big thing that they're going to figure out. With the quarterbacks, we continue to see long drives, which are not necessarily a problem, but they're long drives because there's no downfield passing. There's no downfield attacking. So you end up with a 16-play drive that ends on a tipped ball interception, because defenses all day long are going to gamble, hey, if we force you to run 16 plays, you're going to make a mistake at some point. And that's exactly what happened on the Spencer Rattler drive yesterday. It went 16 plays, it converted a couple fourth downs, and then a ball tipped off Dante Pettis' hands. Julian Blackman takes it. It's another long drive with no points. So, you know, I know Deuce talked about this yesterday. What I need to see out of these guys is more willingness to attack the defense, to push the ball downfield, to play the game on their terms. And we just haven't seen that yet. And so I'm hoping this week things kind of open up, because I think those two drives, you had one yesterday from Shuck that ended in a touchdown, but just in general, I want to see more explosion out of this offense.
Jeff, one of the things I think it's a little bit different today over the last couple of years. You've seen this sort of evolving in the NFL, is that you take your top receiver, and on third down, obvious passing situations, you put him in the slot. So your slot receiver, he's your number one guy now, and now you're moving him inside. Your slot corner better be damn good. That's what makes the Alante Taylor injury alarming. And listen, I think Alante is a really good football player, but his role in this defense is going to be on third down. You've got to cover the top guy for another team. They don't keep him out wide anymore. They put him in the slot. Who takes that spot? And as you brought up, Burgess is a guy. Amadi also maybe is involved with this too. But it kind of reshuffles your secondary. It goes to show in the rebuilding stage how thin this team is. Basically, everywhere but along the defensive line and that linebacker.
Oh, yeah, no question. I feel like linebacker is probably the deepest position at this point. But, you know, that star position is so important, not only because you expect a lot of that player, which you do, you're just in the middle of everything. Like, you have to communicate with all three levels of the defense. Like, if if you don't get that part of the defensive scheme right, it all falls apart around it. So not only does that player have to get the job done, you have to trust them to be a high IQ player, which is what makes it a little difficult to just say, hey, you drafted Jonas Sanker, throw him in there. Well, you're just asking a lot out of that position. And so, you know, in terms of the injuries, like Trevor Penning, I think you could survive without him if you had to. I don't know what the drop-off would be. Alante Taylor, the drop-off is steep. So, you know, that's just going to be something they have to figure out.
Jeff, go catch your breath. We appreciate your time and insights, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate that, y'all. Have a good one.
All right. That was Jeff Nowak's report. Our Odyssey Sports Training coverage is brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.